Spring Hill, Louisiana young adult author John Corey Whaley will be honored at a Shreveport Library event today. His first book, titled Where Things Come Back, won the highest praise from the American Library Association, the Prince Award for Excellence in Young Adult Literature. Whaley says when the award was announced in Dallas, the name of his book immediately trended on Twitter. It had buzz.
Which really weirded me out, you know, that many people were saying the title of my book on Twitter. And I was sort of like, surely this is a mistake. And that just shows you the power of sort of librarians. You know, there are a lot of them. They have a passion that is unstoppable for books.
The 28-year-old's coming-of-age story captures the angst of a small-town teen who feels trapped in a place that is so not him. That is until Lily, Arkansas draws worldwide attention after a birdwatcher claims to have seen the elusive ivory-billed woodpecker called the Lazarus in Whaley's novel. Whaley says he had an aha moment after hearing an NPR story about singer Sufjan Stevens' song, The Lord God Bird.
It's the great God Bird.
I saw this online one day in 2006 or so when I was in college at Louisiana Tech, and I downloaded this podcast. I'm listening to it on the way home, and I'm hearing these interview clips, and I'm hearing this song sort of interspersed through the story, and I thought to myself, oh my gosh, that's the story that I've been looking for. That's the book that I'm supposed to write.
Whaley taught middle school English up until last year. He's now back home in Spring Hill, finishing his second book with the Simon & Schuster imprint, and Spring Hill suits him for now.
It seems to have some strange effect on my writing, and I don't know, you know, I finished my first book there, and then I recently finished my second book there, and it sort of feels like I don't know I could finish either of them anywhere else.
Today's reception is at 4 o'clock at the Shreve Memorial Library, Hamilton South Caddo Branch.